Well, she seems to be the it girl of Australian film at the moment. Her name is Odessa Young, and just in the last couple of months, she has starred in two films, and indeed in the title role in both of those films. The first one was Looking for Grace, and the second one is called The Daughter. Odessa Young was our guest on Overnights, and I welcomed her to the program.
Thank you.
Last time it was Looking for Grace, you were telling us that really the moment that you finished Looking for Grace, you flew to the set for The Daughter.
Yeah.
So tell me about your preparation then from a role. How do you go from, you know, playing one role to playing the next when they're two completely different characters? What's your preparation?
What I'll do is I'll try and think of a person that I know who resembles the character that I'm trying to play in some kind of way, which was kind of easy for Looking for Grace. She was kind of a bit of a composite of a lot of people that I knew. But with Hedvig and The Daughter, I was drawing blanks. Like, I knew no one who actually kind of reacted in the same ways, who had the same kind of personality. And that's just because Hedvig is like a purely unique character. And so I think my preparation for Hedvig was more about, because I didn't get much time to just focus on Hedvig, a lot of it was actually on set. A lot of the preparation was on set and doing improvisations that would never make it into the film, but would make me feel more comfortable with the character that I was playing. And, you know, Simon was a huge part of that, and his guidance and his direction as to what kind of person Hedvig was the really the most formulative character development that I had.
Because really that could not be more different, that the character you play in Looking for Grace is just a suburban girl who runs away from home with a friend, ends up on the bus, directed by a very experienced director, whereas in The Daughter, Simon, you mentioned Simon Stone's the director, it's his first real full feature film. He's directed theatre, he's directed a shorter part of The Turning, that incredible movie before that. And you're not at all like, you know, I mean, you could be a suburban kid, of course. You found that with Looking for Grace. The daughter is a daughter in this isolated logging town that's about to close down. So how do you find that person then? Where within you? Was there anything at all within you that helped you find that girl?
You know what? Not at the time. I couldn't recognize anything at the time. Definitely in hindsight, I see parts of myself in Hedvig, but definitely at the time it was just wildly unfamiliar to me. And a lot of what Simon and I talked about was kind of, because he almost didn't cast me because he thought I was too, you know, wise or mature or kind of street smart was what he would say. But a lot of what we worked on with the character was paring back my emotional development up until this point, just completely stripping that back, and everything that I'd brought to the role about, you know, kind of my own emotional baggage was just thrown out the window entirely, and was creating this new person, these new experiences throughout her childhood that would therefore lead to her doing the thing she does during that week that the film is set in. Mm. And so I think, the safe thing to do and the most immediate thing that you would want to do when creating a character is thinking about how that character relates to you and what you can bring from your own experiences, your own personality into the story. And but with this, there was none of that because it was so extremely different to anyone I'd ever met or anything I'd ever done. It was really kind of a challenge to physically and emotionally just swap my point of view, swap my mindset. And that was very much Simon kind of helping me through that. And, you know, I had to just fully take off the clothes of me, like get completely naked and then slowly start dressing as Hedvig. As an analogy.
So do you study acting?
No.
You've never taken an acting class?
I have. I have taken acting classes, but I've never been in like a kind of proper acting course.
So you don't believe in the method and all that sort of thing?
I believe in it, definitely. I mean, I'm aware of different kind of methods of acting, and I wouldn't say that I'm method, but I do definitely believe in the theory of acting.
Okay. So in this isolated logging town, which has a very eerie atmosphere, just in the way that it's shot and the way that the music is used, the logging company is closing down, and the richest man in town, played by Jeffrey Rush, he's got to tell the bad news to the town, which is basically most of them are employed in that company. Then there's your family, your father, is involved with this as well. There's your mother, who's a teacher, and then there's your grandfather, who has a link with the logging company as well. What about Hedvig? Who are you in this film?
Yeah, I guess you don't really know how she fits into the whole thing until it's blatantly obvious how she fits into the whole thing.
Okay. She's just a school kid.
Yeah, she's extremely intelligent. Which makes her think that she has the ability to deal with certain things and to be mature and be adult. So she tries things out, and she, you know, tries to kind of to emulate what she's supposed to be, what literature and film has told her that she's supposed to be, whether that feels natural or not to her. She's a pretty regular schoolgirl with some really kind of deep emotional trauma and baggage that happens to her.
And in the long tradition of movies, plays, books, whatever, an outsider arrives, formerly someone who lived in the town, but an outsider arrives and then drama ensues. Last time, in Looking for Grace, you had some pretty good actors, you know, working around you. All of a sudden, though, with this one, you step it up because you've got Jeffrey Rush, he's won an Oscar. Miranda Otto has been in any number of great movies and Hollywood movies too. And then there's Sam Neill, one of the legends of Australian and New Zealand filmmaking. What do they think about a young girl who's made only one or two films coming onto the set? How do they deal with you?
I think everyone dealt with that in a really sensitive, beautiful way, because I think they were all very aware of how impressionable I am, because it's one of my first jobs. I don't have any experience. And so I think, you know, people can quite easily fall into that teacher position, you know, giving advice and doing all that sort of stuff, which can be extremely counterintuitive,
especially when there's a director who has to be telling you what to do.
Exactly. And they fully respected Simon to get whatever he needed out of me, so it wasn't their job to kind of, you know, have input on that. And so our relationships on set was mainly kind of just ultimate respect. It was really, really lovely. And also their respect for Simon to be able to cast someone who he thought could do the job. So they trusted that. And so it was just very much like I was just another cast member. It wasn't about my age. It wasn't about my experience. It was just about the fact that I was there with them making this piece of art that we were all doing together. We all had the same commitment to it. And so it was a really beautiful place.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you must have learned so much from them, because even though they don't want to be the teacher telling you what to do, you want to be the student and find out what they think.
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, I was very much a student on this set. Not a vocal student, but just kind of watching and observing how they went about character development and scene preparation and kind of their process to get to where they got to. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
What
Tell
I
me
learned.
About it. What did you see?
Well, I just, you know, for example, I just remember watching Miranda prepare for roles, and she's so thoughtful. The way she prepares is so thoughtful and kind of intuitive and focused. And just watching her go through these scenes with such internalized kind of conflict as her character did, and seeing all of that, seeing all the thoughts appear in her mind as they happen, that was incredible. I think the main thing that I got away from this being around actors like that is watching how excited they were about the whole thing, and how, you know, it was just super nice to see like veteran actors like Jeffrey and Sam still come to work each day with like a glint in their eye, still excited about the work that they were about to do and about what they were discovering throughout the whole thing. And as, you know, a really young actor who hasn't really done much, who's now suddenly feeling all of this excitement about the job and about the art form, to see how that doesn't disappear based on experience or age, how even with all of that experience and age, it doesn't go away. That's the most exciting thing that I got from them.
Odessa Young is our guest. We spoke to her a few weeks ago about Looking for Grace. Now she's really stepped up. It's a movie called The Daughter, which I think is a fantastic movie. It's one of the best movies I've seen for quite a long time. Based on Ibsen's The Wild Duck. You'll definitely hear about that. And there is a duck in
there
the
film. There
is
a duck.
Poor thing. I think it's okay in the end.
Oh, it's, yeah. No ducks were harmed in the making of.
Of course not. It's set out in the forest or somewhere.
Yeah, it was filmed. It was filmed down near Jindabyne, so around okay. that kind of, you know, a couple hours from Canberra. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you would have had some downtime out in the forest.
Mm.
What do you sit and talk about with Geoffrey Rush, with Sam Neill, with Miranda Otto?
It was funny, yeah, because we were all staying in the same hotel in this town. We'd all go to the same pub every night for the same dinner. So it was kind of like this poor town just got bombarded by ridiculous actors coming in and just kind of...
They would have been excited. I mean, these are big name stars.
Oh, yeah, they were very excited. It was insanely excited. But I also think it's a very Australian thing to be kind of like, oh, yeah, they're there. Yeah, God, sure. What are they doing here? All right.
What did you want to talk about with them, though? I mean, because they've been everywhere, made some of the greatest movies of all time, won an Academy Award. Mm. Did you want to talk about that with them?
I did want to talk about it, but you also kind of have to be respectful of the fact that when you're working together, that stuff doesn't really exist. Mm. You know, you're kind of just, you have to be all on the same level to be able to produce the best work. And so I think it was more so at the wrap party when we'd finished filming and we were all kind of like interacting as people. Yeah. That's when I started to be like, so Geoffrey, how'd you get into this? You know, those kind of mundane questions that you just have to ask.
But he has kind of the opposite career to you in a way that he took a long time. He was almost middle-aged before he became a star. Mm. You're a star right off the bat.
Am I?
Aren't you? I mean, you are the it girl. Everyone is saying that you are the next big thing. We talked about it last time, but it's only going to increase after this film. Do you think you're ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to be ready for it. I wasn't exactly thinking if I was ready to do these two films, but I was.
Yeah.
And I did them. You kind of rise up to the challenges that are presented in front of you.
Okay. The Daughter is about to open in Australia, but in fact it's already been screened elsewhere in the world. Mm. Toronto, Venice, two of the biggest film festivals in the world. What was that experience like? Let's start with Toronto, which is always kind of the lead up to the Oscars and everybody goes there. You've got a big smile on your face. What happened at Toronto?
Oh, I love Toronto. It was my dad's home city, so I got to take him and kind of... It was really lovely to take my father some place with me where I was kind of doing work. It was just nice to kind of turn the tables a little bit. Toronto was really beautiful. I met some amazing people who I've been huge fans of for a while.
And for example,
I met Wim Wenders. That was amazing. Wow. And Drake Doremus, who's one of my favorite filmmakers. And just, you know, people that I didn't know of until Toronto I met. It really kind of... reminded me of the reason that I want to do this job, which is to make connections with people and therefore make the best art we can possibly make. And, you know, being in rooms with these amazing filmmakers and actors, you really do start to think we can do something really, really special here. And you have done something really special and I'm witnessing that. And it's just an incredible creative space.
What about Venice?
Venice was the same. I mean, Venice was very much kind of a more classical celebrity kind of experience. Quite a lot about the celebrities and the public kind of coming to see the celebrities and that obsessive kind of culture. But still, you know, in the back rooms, in the bar talks that you'd have with certain people, it was very much that same energy, that creative energy.
Did you meet someone that you were either impressed by or really thrilled to see?
Everyone. I mean, everyone that I met, I have the utmost respect and admiration for anyone who's ever made a film, essentially.
What about those who review films, people like David Stratton?
I was extremely, extremely starstruck when I met David Stratton.
David Stratton. Yeah. Okay. You find yourself standing next to him or something, or how did it
happen? We were at a dinner and he knows my agent really well. So I was kind of sitting there and I was on maybe 2 hours of sleep plus jet lag. And I was just, I had no idea where I was. I was so tired and I wasn't wearing my glasses as well. So I kind of saw this guy start walking over to the table and I was like, Is that David Stratton? I don't know. Why would he be here? I don't know. Then he starts talking to my agent who's sitting next to me and I'm kind of like, you know, just glancing up out of the corner of my eye. I think that is David Stratton. And then I turn to my other agent. I'm like, is that David Stratton? And she's like, that's David Stratton. And then all of a sudden he's talking to me. And he was talking to me about how I was liking Venice and where, you know, what restaurants I was going to and just kind of like normal stuff. And I was just sitting there being like, oh, yeah, really? Okay, yeah, I like it. Yeah, all of that sort of fangirl stuff. It was a really interesting experience.
I'm sure he liked it too.
I think, yeah, he was probably pretty flattered.
So with all those international movie stars, and you get starstruck over David Stratton.
I know.
Now, since then, you've probably done Q&As with him.
Yes. Yeah, we've been doing Q&As
all week. What's it like then?
Well, I mean, it gets rid of a lot of the starstruck because you do start to connect with someone on a more human level as opposed to actually just kind of, oh, I've seen your show and I am a fan, but I don't actually think of you as a person yet.
Yes.
And then, you know, once you start to have a conversation, you know, we've been out to dinners together and stuff, and it's really interesting just kind of actually connecting with someone over experience as opposed to just kind of you're on this silver screen.
I was reading that you've been cast in a show called When the Streetlights Go On, mm-hmm. which sounds fascinating, about a murder, you know, about 30-odd years ago. What can you tell us about that?
It's set in 1983 about this kind of double homicide that happens when a student and her teacher get killed at the same time while they're having an affair. And
you're neither of them, by the
way. I'm neither of them. I play the younger sister to the victim. And even though it's set up to be this kind of mystery, this thriller mystery, it is really quite sweet, and it's kind of about the experiences of the people who are most affected by the murder trying to continue on with their lives and grow up with this huge cloud of despair around them.
Mystery?
Yeah.
And when will we see that? Because is it for TV? Is it for streaming? Is it, what will it be for?
It's for streaming. So yeah. Hulu's producing it. And so I'm pretty sure that means that it'll be released all at the same time. Pretty much a binge TV show.
And when do you start that?
April.
And what else have you got planned? Because people would, once they've seen these films, would think we need that girl.
Well, yeah. The connections that I did make kind of last year and through just meeting people at various Australian film events and stuff have really kind of made the year or two to come what it is. I'm attached to 3 Australian films at the moment on top of this TV shows.
I cannot give away the end of The Daughter.
No, you cannot.
But you've got to tell me yes or no.
I can't do that.
Do you know?
No.
No one knows? You didn't want to know?
No. It's not about that.
Okay.
It's about how they get there, not what happens.
Okay. People, when they see The Daughter, will know what we're talking about.
Yes.
you're a huge David Lynch fan.
Yeah.
To the extent of your Twitter name as well.
Yeah.
The fairly obscure character in Twin Peaks. Vital but obscure. Why did you choose Ronette Pulaski?
I wanted it. I don't know. Because it's a name that I've always loved and I love her character in it. And I love how kind of, I mean, she's so, like you said, vital to the story, but you never really kind of see any more of her than one or two shots in the show and in the movie based on the show. So, yeah, I don't know. She's kind of this fringe character that I figured would be a really nice, you know, paying homage to David Lynch through my social media.
Looking for Grace is, I think, still playing. It's been a huge success. And The Daughter is about to be released. I thoroughly recommend both, not only because you're in them, but it's just such a great cast and such strong stories for Australian film is sometimes very unusual. So, Odessa, the very best of luck with what you're doing next. And
thanks,
thank you
so much.
Thank you
for having me in.
And that's the up-and-coming Australian movie star, Odessa Young.